This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator, Terry Pluto. Talks to start the Major League Baseball season amid the pandemic made progress this week. Team owners have signed off on a plan that they'll present to the Players Union. It calls for a shortened 82-game season beginning around July 4th. Terry, the details of this deal set the stage for a big battle over money.
Well, what they should be talking about is how do we play these games, because they're going to be played in empty ballparks or TV shows. And they should be talking about, you know, what kind of testing we're going to do, and there is some of that in the proposal. But whenever owners and players, in baseball especially, get together, the owners want a salary cap, the players don't want one. So the owners, there's one of those things they say in politics, don't waste a crisis, have rolled out a plan. Really is sort of the beginnings of a salary cap. It's called a 50-50 revenue split. It's the kind of thing that all the other sports are. Now, understand this, Amanda. You and I have talked about this. Both of us love salary caps because it helps middle market teams. In the NFL, you don't have, say, the Dallas Cowboys spending three times as much as the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
But you will have the New York Yankees or Boston Red Sox spending three times as much as the Indians. Whereas a salary cap kind of keeps everybody within about a 25% range. So they need a cap. But that should be done in a regular labor negotiation, which is supposed to start next year, not in the middle of a crisis.
So what the owners are doing, they're trying to roll salary cap discussions in with starting the season.
Yes, and making it worse is that the players and owners actually in March agreed to a thing that the players would only get paid for the games they play. But I think part of that, when it was done in March, they probably figured, well, we'll at least have some games in front of fans and all of this, you know, get some revenue. Because right now, Amanda, to be fair to the owners, now I was just ripping them, but to be fair, they've had zero income coming in. Other than, yes, they had some people who bought season tickets and that, but some of them are getting refunds. The only way to grab some money is to get the thing on TV. And that should be the goal, because right now nobody talks about baseball.
Yeah, there's nobody talking baseball, only football.
Only football, because the NFL, you know, is business as usual. We're going to draft players, and we're going to sign them, and we're going to trade them. And I mean, we'll see what happens with them in the fall. But baseball needs to get itself back in the eyes of the fans, because they're going to want to sell tickets next year. It's just like in 1994, they wiped out the World Series with a labor dispute. Now in 95 in Cleveland, it was great. The Indians went to the World Series and they had a new ballpark. But elsewhere, they had real trouble selling tickets and the fans were very upset. The players have raised some, well, there's risk coming back to work. If you work at Walmart or you work at Amazon, how about a nursing home? How about being a first responder? How about a hospital? There are people wandering all over the place, putting themselves at risk. And most of them are not highly tuned, young, professional athletes. Now, there are a couple people who are exceptions. You know, like the Indians have Carlos Carrasco coming off leukemia. That's a problem. They
right.
have to figure out what to do. You know, if you have just like their pre-existing condition. I heard Carlos Carrasco wants to play anyway. Hmm. So, you know, which doesn't surprise me. He's fought so hard to get back on. But see, you could put these, remember their TV shows, you could put these things anywhere. You could hold them at spring training venues. You could hold them at AAA parks. Is it going to be inconvenient for the players? It's inconvenient for all of us. It's just too bad most of us aren't making millions of dollars to be inconvenienced.
So basically, of all the factors that are going into this, it shouldn't be a contract dispute that holds up.
No, it should be how to work out these other things. You know, I would say the players should give a little bit, maybe not changing everything around, but, you know, getting play 80 games and get paid for 60 or something like that. Because guess what? We can call it a furlough. Lots of us are getting furloughs. How many of us are getting pay cuts? So these guys who tend to look like selfish jerks anytime money comes up, I'm talking about the owners and players, can really kind of set the new bar for, you know, being clueless if they drag down a chance to start this thing properly, again, properly and safely. They have all the means to do it over salary cap and all this other stuff.
What do you think is the likelihood that Major League Baseball is going to happen this season?
Now, this is from a guy who never believed they would wipe out the 94 season in the World Series when they went on strike, like I think it was in June, and they did. I still think they got to play because some of these Major League guys do want to be paid. The need to have games this year to sell tickets for next year, and just to let people know your game is still alive. But with these guys, the way the negotiations have gone in the past, I mean, who knows what they'll do?
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.